Proclamation number 4734 of 9th of September, 1949. Earthly activity necessary for servants of God. Profession. My servants on earth are called to cooperate in the redemption of erring souls. This work requires the use of all their strength, which I will constantly increase in order to also make their earthly activity possible for them, which should go hand in hand with the work for me but never be given priority. For again and again I give my servants the assurance that Roman 1, as their Lord, will provide for all needs of life and thus also for their daily sustenance. But the fact that I provide them with an earthly activity is by no means insignificant. The will to serve me must never be the cause of inactivity, otherwise its value is reduced. The will to serve me must also be an act of struggle to a certain extent. Resistances must be overcome so that the will first proves itself, so that it asserts itself and thus its seriousness is evident. Spiritual work must not be regarded as a pleasant game, as an activity which should fill an idle person's daily routine, which is why I do not approve of it when a pastoral activity becomes a person's profession, so to speak, because then the spiritual work is stamped as an earthly one and in the end it is only a profession, i.e., an activity connected with earthly income. Earthly activity, however, should consist of serving the neighbor, and only through this serving activity can the human being be enabled to also work spiritually, because serving with love is the basic condition for being accepted by me as a servant. And therefore every earthly activity which is basically serving neighborly love will also be blessed by me, especially when the focus is on service and not on material success. Then the ability for spiritual work will also be developed. The human being will become suitable for the work in my vineyard. He will be able to accomplish both by using all his will which, however, has to give preference to spiritual work. This will always be possible, even if the earthly activity seems to take up all the human being's strength and time. Anyone who puts earthly activity before spiritual activity is not suitable for work for the kingdom of God in the redeeming sense, but likewise only spiritual work is not beneficial for the human being's soul. For the human being easily runs the risk of representing the doctrine of love purely theoretically and practicing too little love himself, the inevitable consequence of which is a slowly increasing inability for his mission, because love alone is the key to wisdom and the human being will only be truly wise if he is lovingly active, which, in turn, he is often given enough opportunity to do. And therefore my servants will always be engaged in earthly activity so that they will have to prove themselves, and the stronger their will is the more beneficial the spiritual work will also be, and the work for my kingdom will be done according to my will. Amen.